Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Grains of gold and sand, grains of gold and sand, swirl beneath the waves, Fibonacci wave.
Welcome back, Cat and Mo Show. This is a song called Inside You by Apollo Under Fire.
Apollo Under Fire, yeah.
Is that you on vocals?
No, that's Donald Carpenter. We recorded that whole record at Don's studio.
I love this. Yeah. This is right up my alley, man.
Thanks, bro.
That's you on the guitar there, right?
Yeah.
That.
Folks through the lens, and I begin.
I was doing a break because I got to hear 5 seconds of it, and I said it reminded me of Porcupine Tree, and it really does. It's just got a really nice sound. Yeah, I love that. And what happened with Apollo Under Fire?
Well, it just basically, we got a record done and it was ready to go, and we just could not pull together capital to promote it. And people just said, you know, I got to move on. And so it just fell apart.
What did you spend your Candlebox billions on?
You know, I did a few investments, and circumstances did not land in my favor.
Bad investments, or?
Well, no, I had a bed and breakfast in Seattle.
Okay.
Above a very popular restaurant.
Okay.
9/11 happened.
Uh huh.
People started, you know, to not travel. That suffered.
Okay.
And then we were going to sell it for a pretty good profit.
Right.
But I'm not going to say the words. The guy that owned the restaurant below us.
Oh, say it.
He strong-armed us, and he kept saying, you got to do this, you got to do that. So buyers went away.
Oh.
And so we had to bankrupt it. And then you know what he did with it?
What'd he do?
He opened a bed and breakfast.
Oh, wow.
That's so messed up.
Why didn't he just buy it from you? I guess he didn't have to.
He owned the building. So essentially, the partner of mine created this wonderful place. Put, you know, his family lived there,
right?
Because they couldn't afford, you know, built this bed and breakfast, and then the guy just took it and.
That's.
So, hopefully, he's rotting in hell.
Yeah, it's called karma. So yeah. You don't worry about that.
I like the fact that you hold on to anger. I like that a lot. I want to play the song, but I want to ask you about hitting the wall and sobriety. All right, let's play.
hitting the wall
and saying, like, enough. I can't do it
There's
anymore.
A song in there somewhere.
15 years sober.
Yes, sir.
What was your DOC, your drug of choice?
Turn it off, Mom. Yeah, Avery, go away. you know, I smoked a lot of pot growing up.
Right,
which
right.
Is, to me, is for a younger person, for a kid, is a problem. But for adults, I think it's not a big deal.
Right.
I drank a lot.
Right.
Snorted coke.
Right.
That was
right.
It. I never did heroin.
Listen. You had to
crack,
snort. You had to snort coke. Man, we're not here to give coke a bad name. That's not what the Cat Named Mo Show was about. Yeah. I had to. But were you? Was it that you just were doing copious amounts to where?
No.
Oh,
this is the thing. Is, you know, I had a strong family. Parents still together.
Right.
Very spiritual. So it was always in the back of my mind that this is just wrong. I knew it was wrong, and I was
so you were conflicted about it
constantly, all the time. And I compared to, you know, if you think about people that are, you know, doing a bunch of blow or something, you're thinking piles of, I mean, it was just wasn't like that.
No,
but it was enough for me to where I got to the point where I just didn't want to do it anymore.
So in other words, you didn't really hit a wall. You just said, I'm good.
No, I mean, I got pretty low, but I didn't lose all my money. I didn't,
right.
You know, I wasn't living on the streets.
Right.
But I got to the point physically and emotionally to where I hit a wall that I just said, I can't do it anymore.
Was it a light switch? Did you wake up one day next to an ugly chick? And
I had stopped and then started and stopped. And I had a friend, he owns a place called Milam Recovery Center in Crowley, Washington. And his family's owned it forever. And I had called him earlier and I said, I got to come in. He's like, no problem. And then, of course, I went back out. But one day I woke up and I called him. I said, this is it, man. I'm done. I'm finally done. I've had enough. And so I went in that following Monday to a 28-day program, which, you know, if you go to the right one, it's like an education. It's a re-education into living life sober and just, you know, it breaks you down and you rebuild yourself in the proper way, if you will. You know, a lot of people go to these places that are spas, you know what I mean? It doesn't work.
You
have to do the steps.
Right.
If you don't do the 12 steps and you're a true alcoholic or drug addict, you will not get sober.
Right.
You just won't. It won't work. Very rarely, anyway.
Do you miss it?
You know, we live on a little lake down here.
Right.
And actually, my house in Seattle was on a lake. We could, you know, and sometimes I wish that I could sit outside and smoke a doob.
Right, right.
Chill with my wife.
So that's actually what you miss that more than the alcohol.
You know, when I was touring, it would have been nice on occasion to have a shot and a beer before the show.
Right, right.
Kind of soothe the nerves.
I'm always reticent to ask this question of sober people. Now, obviously, you know, Ben Swig, and, you know, we've talked about his sobriety. Not Benjamin over there. you don't think that you're capable of, you know, one night?
Smoking a little herb. About that. That's a possibility. Alcohol, this is the thing. The reason they call it a disease is because there's normies and then there's the rest. Normies, their chemical balance and the makeup in their brain is functioning as it should.
Right.
People that are alcoholics or drug addicts, there's a triggering, you know, that it's just not wired exactly as it should be. So you become susceptible to becoming an addict.
And you just don't even want to play with that.
Well, so the theory is, and I believe it, as you can probably research people that have been sober and gone back to it, your body will react to that as though you never stopped.
Okay.
So probably quite soon be back to where you were.
Your body doesn't allow you to hit a reset button and then kind of do it in moderation.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
So people that black out, so most alcoholics can drink you under the table. Growing up, they're big partiers. They can take their liquor and go on and on, right? Because they have a high tolerance. What happens is when you get older, your tolerance starts to go back to normal.
Right.
But you keep drinking as much. That's when you get the blackouts. These people don't know when to stop. They don't leave the half glass of beer
right.
or shot on the counter. It's
right.
just not what they do.
Okay. All right. That's
so
fair enough.
I probably won't ever go back.
I think that's wise. I think that's wise.
Probably.
Yeah. Can you confirm or deny that you and Jeff Tate of Queensryche were in a threesome with Ann Wilson of Heart?
Oh, come on. Jeez, where does this come from?
Dude,
did not research
dude,
the
I
of
swear
Modus.
To God.
You've got to be kidding
there
me.
There is a story that you and Jeff Tate of Queensryche.
Where do you find this stuff? This is insane.
We're in the threesome with Ann Wilson of Heart.
I can guarantee you that is not true.
Okay. All right. Let's
very much so.
Pete, I got to believe you.
This is another one I'm holding on to. Trust me.
I have
If people ask me stories, well, I'm going to say, you know, you can research research it. There is there. One. Yeah.
Part of that story has. Do you know Ann Wilson of Heart?
I've never met. No, no, no. I have met.
See,
Ann.
Okay.
We, they rehearsed at a place the Candlebox would rehearse.
Do you know Jeff Tate of Queensryche?
Of course.
Okay. So you admit.
So I could see how someone could come up with this.
Right.
But you through association.
Right. Right.
I can guarantee you that it's yeah. not true.
Listen, B. You just said 5 minutes ago you blacked out.
Yeah. Exactly.
Right? Things you don't remember,
oh,
man.
Bringing it back around. Now yeah. you're digging deep.
How do you know if it happened or not? I don't think you do. I'm going with the story being true, Roland.
Yeah. It sounds good, you know?
It does sound
good. Absolutely.
It sounds good.
All right, we are going to now play.
Told you we were going deep, Jerrica.
I told you we were going deep.
A little too deep,
probably. Peel back the curtain on this one, Roland. Okay, listen. B-Clad of Candlebox took it upon himself, and I am glad that he did, to do a remix of Isn't It Funny, which you have heard here on this very program, but you have not heard this version, and it's got a very vibey, cool, just aura about it. I love it. The first time Jerrica heard it, you've only heard it once, right?
Yes.
She loved it as well, so we're going to go ahead and debut it right here. This is Isn't It Funny, written by myself, sung by Jerrica Cabrera, music performed by Don Miggs, as well as lead guitar, courtesy of Peter Klett. We all went into La La Land one day and had I didn't name the studio. Lala, that's what it's
I thought
called.
It was La La Mansion.
Am I saying it right? Is it La La Land?
It's La La Mansion Recording Studio.
Oh, La La Mansion. Okay.
I pay attention.
I got to lay off the herb.
Yeah, that's what it is.
You have not hit your wall.
I have not hit the wall.
Not
move. All right, I'm going to turn off the extraneous mics. Let's go screener. Let's go five. All right, there. Here we go with Isn't It Funny, the Peter Klett remix.
Okay, I'm pretty sure that's not that's the version. Waste. take two.
The setup was flawless.
Sometimes that's all it takes.
That was my rejoin. I'm sorry. That's my bad. All right, take two. Let's do this again. This is the Peter Klett remix of Isn't It Funny.
Isn't it funny, after all you say and do, whether it hurts or kills, I still love you. Isn't it funny? Isn't it funny? Why are you laughing when I'm crying inside? Why do you run? And why do you hide? Isn't it funny? Isn't it funny? Isn't it?
That's good stuff, man.
That ending does it for me. I literally get chills every time I hear the ending.
That is good. Oh, stop it. It's your own voice.
I'm serious. I don't even know how to express how I feel when I listen to that ending part.
Listen, Pete. I know a hit song when I hear one. All right. You're not fooling me sitting over there all calm, cool, and collected. That's a hit song,
I
man.
I really like that song.
Isn't it? It's beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah, and I have to give props to Don for, because he actually came up with the music for
yeah, that. Yeah, absolutely. I hummed a melody, and that was it. Yeah.
Do you want to do an example? You've never done an example, and no. I'm sure the listeners come on, still want to hear what that sounded like.
No,
we do.
No, not at all.
Please.
No, no, because
please?
No,
wait a minute.
Come on.
No, you're now being called.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Say
listen,
something.
Don't have me dig back into more facts about you, Peter.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, who did I sleep with this time?
Yeah. No, listen, he can't. Yeah, I mean, and he would just add. I mean, you were there. Yeah. And he would just add on and add on and add on. Now, what I find fascinating about your mix is that you actually, it seems to me that you pulled away things, but in the process of doing that, there's actually more there.
Yeah.
Am I wrong? In that?
No, actually. So you sing a line, and then I yanked the guitar because it was just like it just bothered me.
Right.
Not that it was bad.
Right.
Because there, you know, when I pulled the veil, there was some that synth thing that was sitting there, and then the bell.
Right.
And the piano thing, and it was getting in the way, and it just kind of had this thing about it, and then at the end. Again, I pulled the guitar out and the piano because it just, I felt like it's one of those songs that starts and it just continually builds.
Right, right.
And it was, when I first approached it, it was kind of just still always there. The guitar was always there, the piano was always there. And I thought, man, so I just started trying things and it just ended up being that way.
Right.
You know, like, this is what I want to do. Like, if there's any bands out there that want me to mix their stuff, I would love to do it, either through Lala or I've got a setup at home. Like, I really, really enjoy that. As much as when I started playing guitar and writing songs and doing all that, I really enjoy this as much as that.
Right.
Because it's creative, for one.
Right.
And it's a new world that I'm just, you know, and fallen in love with.
Right, right. Well, you did the remix of your own volition, which bespeaks of your passion for what you're doing. And I just, you know, I opted to shoot the video using that version as opposed to the original.
Nice.
Because, I just love it. And you pointed out what you did was there's more of Jerrica's voice there. Which I always wanted, but it's a little hard to tell the musician that's doing all of the music that you want more of the voice. You know, I was conflicted in that because everything that Don did was fantastic, but I didn't know if I said I think I did at one point say ask him to strip down some of the layers of her voice in certain parts because I think she's when it's just her voice, and I hate to say this because she'll never let me live it down. I think the tone, the tonality of her voice and the almost spoken way in which she sings it, I just think it's beautiful.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm gonna cry.
I think she's got a very rich, a richness to her voice that, which is why I'm glad she didn't go high and then do the vocal gymnastics that a lot of female artists think that they have to do.
Yeah. I mean, I've been at Lala several times and watched Don as a producer, and he's always, in my opinion, done really great work.
Right.
He gets it. He
right.
understands, and, you know, he gets the whole less is more, and watching him build that, and again, is another reason that I wanted to mix it.
Right.
I knew, at least I think I knew, what he wanted and what he was going for. And so when it came to your voice, you know, I wanted it to be sweet, big, with some verb.
Right.
But isolated in a way, like, you know, cradled by the music, but this is going to be the focal point. And
right.
Yeah. You know, so it was a really good
time.
Well,
you did an amazing job.
Yes,
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 awesome.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
You did. We're going to go to break. Avery is your daughter.
Avery Cooper.
Avery, turn off the radio.
Uh-oh.
Because we're gonna talk rock excess when we get back. Oh, I want to know the story. I want the
You're
tour.
Just not gonna get him,
Peter. I
You're
need people want the tour. Oh, hold on.
Just take that one, Jake.
Jake, go ahead. You're on the Cat Named Moe show.
Hey, yeah. How's it going?
Hey, Jake.
I just really want to say I'm so glad I was laid off from my last job yesterday, and I'm able to listen to your show today because I'm really taking a lot from this show. And I really wanted to get this song on my Facebook. So I was wondering if I could get the information on where to find that song that just played.
We're waiting for it needs to be mastered, correct?
It's being mastered. Yeah.
Okay, it's being mastered, and then I think we're going to have it available on iTunes.
iTunes. That's a whole nother thing.
I'm like trying to do five things at once, and I can't. Yeah, on iTunes. But we'll definitely let you know, and when we release the video, obviously, and you're going to be in the video, correct, Peter?
Sure.
All right. So we are going to do that, and then we'll let you know, Jake. I appreciate it, buddy. I really do.
I hope you hear the show. I want to say y'all have a good holiday weekend and a 4th of July.
All right. Thank you. Thanks, I appreciate Jake. That. Yeah, Jake. Avo, you have a question for Pete.
Yes. Hello, Peter. How are you?
Hi, buddy.
Hey, before my question, can you check out my this 1 minute guitar solo on YouTube, right?
Wait, what?
Can he what?
Avo.
No, and I just wanted to ask him if he can maybe just watch it and then maybe help me with the audio part, or just tell me what you think of the solo, because I'm wearing like a winter glove.
Pete's cleaning his nails. Listen. I'm not even listening to you.
Yeah. I mean, listen, the man is a professional. He doesn't have time to watch a YouTube video with you playing guitar with a glove on.
Winter glove, yes.
A winter glove, Mo, not just any glove.
And I just wanted to check it
mitten,
out.
Mitten, or does it have fingers?
It's called for one glove only. And if you could call me on anybody under the show, and also.
Oh, my gosh.
And if you ever got to hang out with the late Chris Oliva.
Who?
Chris who?
Chris Oliva from Sabotage.
Oh, no. Well, I was a fan when I was younger of that.
Okay.
Hall of the Mountain King, baby.
Yeah. Did you grow up in the Bay Area here? No.
No, I grew up in Seattle.
Okay, that's right. You told me. Yeah, Seattle, before. Yeah. Okay. All right. Any more questions, Avo?
Just get back to me, you know, if you can just do one.
Oh, my God.
By the end of the show.
Did
he say if he could watch him by the end of the show?
If he could get back to him by the end of the show.
Yeah, I'll be sure. Yeah.
Listen, I apologize for the shenanigans of one Avo.
If Avo was smart, he would have been playing like he normally is. Right?
Yeah, I don't know why he didn't open with a guitar solo.
Right.
Let me ask something. What... you've seen a lot. Let's go to break, and then we'll come back. There are questions.
Okay.
All right, this is the Cat Named Moe Show.
The Cat Named Moe Show on 102.5 The Bone. Real, raw,